È delicato. Hello, folks, and welcome to this episode of the Sparkles for Mental Health show, where I talk with thought leaders around the world to provide actionable resources and fascinating stories around personal growth and holistic health in all five dimensions: physical, mental, social, spiritual, and financial. I'm Dr. Christine Sauer, brain health expert, physician, naturopath, and founder of 5D Wellness and drchristine.com. And today I'm extremely pleased to have Dr. Tayo with me. Tayo, how do you pronounce your name?
It's Tayo. Thank you, Christine. Nice
Tayo.
to be here.
I'm so tickled to talk with you, and we talked before a little bit. So you help midlife women, and you are a trusted authority for midlife women and help them with their wellness, especially if they are high achieving women. And that's so necessary because I know I'm a high achieving woman and I definitely need wellness. We hold
We
so
do,
fast with
don't
this,
we?
aren't we?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So welcome again. And why don't you just start by telling our listeners how you started out and a little bit about your life story.
Oh, wow. Okay, let's just start with this one. I'm a trained physician radiologist specialized in radiology. So, and one work after, it was a February morning one a few years ago. And I was at work and going through a list of, you know that, Christine, going through a list of reading CTs and MRIs. I think it was CTs at the time. And all of a sudden, this strange sensation happened to me. And I remember it was cold. It was like a buzz. And it was started from my chest and then it went up to my neck and it affected my arms, but no further. And I didn't know what it was. And I left it alone. Work to do, you know? So, and then about 30 minutes later, another one came on. I'm thinking, this is strange. What is it? Because, we go into analytical medical brains. What could this be? No answer yet. Shove it aside. It's not bothering me. Another 30 minutes passed and another one came. And it was like, I can't do this. I have to figure this out because it's beginning to impinge on my attention to doing my work. And I had a long list of stuff to do. So, I started going through my brain and I started thinking and started thinking. I said, okay, let's go from symptoms. Let's put a few things together. And then it dawned on me. I said, oh my God, for the past little while, maybe about 3 years or so, I hadn't been sleeping well. I used to be able to sleep well and I was having trouble sleeping. Then I thought, oh, not only that, I was feeling tired, so tired that it took all I had to get my work done. And then, finish and go back the next day, and I was spending longer and longer hours doing the same thing that I had done in less time. And I had been putting on weight. And for somebody like me, who was skinny my entire life before then, having to go on diets to take off weight was like, oh, wow, whatever happened? And it wasn't working. Nothing I tried worked. You try to eat what they call healthy foods, whatever. Nothing works. Having food delivered, having whatever, nothing worked. And it suddenly occurred to me, oh, wow. Okay. And I was past 40 and I said, whoa, this must be menopause. But you see, in medical school, I don't know about you, Christine, but in medical school, I don't know if they taught us anything about menopause, certainly not about, the symptoms. It was just a matter of menopause is the end of your childbearing years. It happens approximately this age, and that's it. Your postmenopausal end of story. None of the nuances that you and
The only
I
nuances we learned is how the hormonal relationship changes from the estrogen project. It's really not that important, but not how it affects us as women.
None of that, and the fact that what I experienced, even though it wasn't hot, and even though it wasn't a hot, a flash, it was my version of a hot flash. It because when you talk to different people, they will tell you it feels different and it happens differently. So, a hot flash is just a generic term which is made up for the vast majority of people who experience it, as you know. But I've heard people who have talked about having that sensation in their big toe. That was the strangest one I heard about, like big toe. But it was something to say that there were vasomotor symptoms going on in your body, signaling the hormone shifts and changes. So that's how I came about it. But so I went through the, I went to go see my doctor, a gynecologist, a nice woman who put me on hormone treatment. And I thought, That should be the end of it. It wasn't. I kept on going on higher and higher doses of, treatment because I wasn't feeling well. I didn't sleep for 9 months practically, and I kept on getting higher and higher doses. Suddenly it occurred to me, I said, this isn't working. Even though, I thought, oh, this must be the magic pill. It wasn't working, and I tried everything. And I was speaking to a colleague of mine who said, oh, what's happening to you? And I described what was happening. And he says, that dose is too high. This is a male colleague, by the way. He says, that dose is too high. And I thought, oh gosh, I have to take control of this. This is not working. Let me find an alternative. And that began the journey of taking me to try all kinds of things, guinea pig N equals one, because it was not out there. I tried everything. I tried 1, 2, 3. I tried energy medicine. I tried acupuncture, acupressure, you name it, essential oil, all kinds of things. And they didn't work for me. And slowly, gradually, I started getting into more, shall we say, physiological things. And one of the first, well, one of the first things is, oh my gosh, you must drink a lot of water. So I was drinking a lot of water. I'm a water evangelist now. But then the next thing was, I heard of Arianna Huffington, and I'd been following her for a while because, she came out of England, etc. She had this book about thriving, and she what happened to her when she was promoting the book, and she was so tired, so drained, so overworked, she basically fell and injured herself, had to go to hospital. So she became a sleep evangelist. And I went, oh, I'll listen to that because my sleep was what led me into this whole thing. And I said, oh, okay, let's do that. And taking some of those steps, gradually improving on them, and then talking to another set of conversations where I thought I was eating healthy. And this person says, I'm eating nutrient dense foods. And it's like, what is that? Our lack of knowledge, even as physicians, is stunning because the things that make you happy and healthy are not taught in medical school. How much nutrition?
That's really fascinating. I learned a little bit more in Germany, especially because I specialized in naturopathy as well as medicine. But it's fascinating the story you tell about gaining weight. So I would say it's probably cortisol and stress that caused the whole thing and changed your brain and the hormones and every led to that cascade that led to your demise. And it's fascinating how taking those little steps and probably reducing your stress too at the same time and all the other things and changing your nutrition, of course. And it's typically, that's why it's called SAD, standard American diet. It's really sad how
Oh
nutrient
boy.
poor it is. And yeah, I like that you do that. The more of us teach the basics of good nutrition, less toxins, stress management, not avoiding it totally, and proper hygiene lifestyle, the better it is. And I love that you do it. And I know you yourself then went through a midlife metamorphosis, right? That's the same that you lead your clients now through with you.
Yes, because I realized that in putting inadvertently putting all these things together and not, focusing on something that had to do with, my physiology and my psychology, I realized that I was getting results and I was getting results. And when I started, people were asking me, Omar, what are you doing? You're looking so much better. You're looking whatever way. I felt myself. I was back. I'm thinking, yeah. So they kept on asking me, what are you doing? Because I was also putting on weight, as I told you before. And you know how it is. I used to be able to wear my skirts and tuck in my top, and now I had to wear the top on the outside and put a belt in. And when you see it, you know what's happening. Anyway, so I was able to figure that out gradually, but realized that it was the tweaking bit by bit gave exponential results. I didn't have to go all in any one area. If I got them in the right sequence, as you said, stress reduction and having your diet and having your sleep and having a few other things besides, mental health, etc., that you could get far more. Like, the sum is greater than the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. is what I, the way I call it.
I love you just that. In finances, they call it compound interest. It works in life too. And I know
exactly.
You talk about it on your website. What's it called? Get Your Sassy Back. So how did you get your sassy back?
Something else, Christine. I mean, yeah, it was like, you want to get your life force back. You want to get the juice that goes through you.
Oh,
you don't want to be just living. You want to get your mojo back. You just don't want to be alive but not living. That's no fun at all. And I think we're here to make the best of our lives, not to just plod through life. It doesn't do anything for anybody.
I love how you delve in those deeper things like purpose, because most people still do not really consider that when they choose not only their career, but when they choose how they do their work, and the why is so important. So tell us a little bit more about how your why evolved over time.
Yeah, well, over time, I became a physician because I wanted to care for people. And that's still the thread of what I do. That's still underlying practically everything I do. There is a, you know, wanting to, you know, care for people, wanting to see people get better, whichever way you can. And I moved into radiology, same kind of story. I saw somebody, a senior colleague, put up an x-ray and made a diagnosis. And I'm thinking, he came to that conclusion from that to help the other clinicians, because we were on rounds, you know, people, when a group of, for other people who don't know, the other physicians get together and try and solve a problem. And if the problem is solved, they try and spread the wisdom to others. So I watched this as a medical student and I say, I want to be able to do that because I realize it will help my colleagues get to the answer of what was ailing their patients faster. And I thought, oh my God, I'm going to do that. So that kind of thing. So having been through that radiology career and, you know, getting a high whenever I, you know, was able to make a diagnosis that helped the patient and therefore helped the doctor figure out what next to do. So when I got to this stage of life and people were asking me what I did, and I was able to help them, it was almost a natural progression into, oh my gosh, women. And because of the struggles I had and the lack of information, I felt that I needed to put it out there more, that there is a solution. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to struggle. And you can live the best part of your life after those periods stop, or even during and after. You don't have to struggle. You can strive. You can, as you say, sparkle right through that period and beyond. And I think more women need to do that, because society tends to look at women who are going through the process or who've been through the process as dried, old hags, you know, moody, just of no value anymore. It zaps. Having, not feeling valuable, you're on the shelf. It takes away what you feel you're here to do.
And I think there's so many people, when you look around you, and just around my neighborhood, there's lots of women, especially, they're older. They go through life, they look down, they look discouraged. And what do they do when they come home? They sit on the Chesterfield and watch TV, Netflix. Now, nothing wrong with a good show like Hospital, the Good Doctor is quite famous here.
Yes.
But all night, come on, it's not fostering your purpose.
It's brain numbing, that kind of thing. If you just do it, you know, or what they call it now, when you're on your phones and you're just scrolling, the doom scroll, they called it. I thought that was actually quite something, because it's numbing your brain. There is nothing positive.
Advice.
Yeah.
It is helpful and it is terrible.
Yes. And you have to know how to manage it.
Yeah. There is an off switch, believe it or not, even on your computer and cell phone.
Yeah, absolutely. And those are the kind of things that I think for a lot of women, before they reach that stage, yes, they know what to do. But as you said, when they start getting discouraged, then they start falling into the trap of thinking there is nothing else in life but these kind of dopamine hits, which don't become as effective as they are when you started. These, you know, dopamine activities. Oh, let's watch this show and let's see what happens. And they don't realize it's just sucking them into a black hole.
Or the other thing, they just go out and buy something, the newest shoes, the newest clothes, the newest jewelry. And often, like yourself, when we gain weight, well, those clothes don't fit. So we have an extra reason to buy new clothes, right?
Yes.
And then we put ourselves down when we look in the mirror.
You know, a lot of them, I think at that stage when they are, you know, getting larger and the clothes don't fit, get also depressed because the clothes don't fit. So they start buying other more expensive things or indulging in things like alcohol, etc., to make them happy, or more food. And none of that can fill a hole, which, you know, it just can't.
You're so right. It's a vicious downhill cycle. And what happens? They get maybe referred to a psychiatrist and they get medication that makes them eat even more.
Oh, it just knocks. It's sedating. Sedating is taking away another thing that's taking away your life force. It's you don't think you're so controlled by medication.
And really, our life has a meaning. And each of us has to discover that at some point in their life, or we will not fulfill the purpose that I firmly believe we are here on earth to do something, to serve some purpose, to learn something. And most people agree with that, whether they have a spiritual background or not. And when you talk with people, and we do that every day, and I love that, what do they say what they struggle most when they come with you? So when somebody listens and they say, yeah, that's me, what do they do when they say, oh, yeah, that's the people that want to come to me because I can help them?
Yes. When I speak with them, a lot of them are getting to the stage where they are so tired, they don't feel they can keep pace with what's going on in their work or in their lives, that they are so feeling almost overwhelmed. They're exhausted, they're drained, they are forgetful. You know, they have those what we call senior moments, which are not senior moments, because you can have people at 100 who have brains as sharp as you or I. It's
or
a
more.
Sign of, yes, it's a sign of disease. It's not a normal process. It's not natural progression, which of course things, but you can have a sharp brain and it depends on what you do with that brain. So that's what they usually come with. I'm exhausted. I don't feel I can keep, I can't go on like this. I don't feel like I can continue at the pace I'm made to go on. Because women at executive levels are forced to do the things that even their male colleagues, to be better than their male colleagues a lot of the time. And to do that, they don't take into consideration that menopause or perimenopause, being a natural process, draws energy. It's already drawing the energy that it gave you at puberty. It's drawing it back for the other generations. That's my personal belief anyway, that it's drawing it for the other generations. But in doing so, it doesn't mean that you go along with it. You know, we're living longer now. We have to make use of what we have to actually have more fulfilling lives. So they come in with this feeling of almost hopelessness. They want their energy back. They want their, not even so much their weight at the time. They just want to feel normal and vital again. Bottom line.
I want to feel good again, right? And then, and that's exactly what you can help them to do with. So let's say somebody like, I'll say up here, I was 25 years back when I was that woman. And I felt miserable. If I had come to you, booked an appointment, and talked with you, how would you have helped me? What's your method?
Well, as I mentioned, it's developed and become completely natural. I'm not anti-hormones, and there is a place for them. But I think it's a small place in the whole armamentarium of it. And you don't actually have to go down that route. What happens if you have relatives with breast cancer, or what happens if you simply don't want to take it? And that's a fair assumption. Can you get to be able to balance your hormones and, you know, get that hormone without them? You can. It just takes a bit more, you know, circumventing hormones. But like I said, you don't need them. So what I do is I start with, where are they now? What are they experiencing? What is their primary goal, priority goal, and we'll say that. And what I have found is that most of them will share with you that if they could get their sleep act together, it would almost certainly help with the rest of them. They're in a more of a, they make better decisions, they're much more get some of the energy back that they can make better decisions for the other aspects of, you know, the hormone balancing thing. So they can use that. So that's what I sit down with. And we therefore go through that. What's the priority? What's your goal? How are we going to get through it? And they have a blueprint. And the whole idea is that we do all these things in a short period, but you can go on your own pace. You can be Energizer Bunny, but I have clients who want to take it bit by bit, slowly at a time. And what they have found is very interesting. They take a small tweak of sleep, a small tweak of maybe brain health. And by the time we put all the various aspects together, and I have five main aspects, it all of a sudden in 8 weeks, they feel like, whoa, what happened? It was because of the way it was compounded, as you said. Compound interest is like, you know, making music. You make music, if you have different notes and you don't put them together properly, all you have is noise. If you have ingredients to a cake and yet you make them in, you know, not the right mixtures and not at the same time, you cook your eggs before you cook, you know.
I don't think that will be edible or even tasty.
Same thing.
And you slap the sugar for salt like I did as a kid because I used the wrong thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So we've all learned without realizing it, we've all learned how to have things in harmony. We've all learned that. Now we have to put it in practice and realized, and that was an interesting thing. We've all learned how to put these things in harmony and now learn that in putting them together, it can compound. We don't have to work anywhere near as hard as saying, let me lose weight and you go all in and all that effort, you go all in and discover that, oh, even after all that, you've forgotten that a hormone is a total body thing. And if after all that, you're still yo-yo dieting. Because the same thing happened to me. I was yo-yo dieting because I was neglecting the other aspects of it.
I still remember I spoke to one of my clients and she was overweight and she proudly showed me her library of 3,000 diet books.
Oh, you're kidding me.
And I said, there's proof, diets don't work. On the contrary, they're the main cause of obesity. And she just looked.
Yes.
She became my client, which helped her, of course. And that's the same for you, because let me ask you, if people come to you and work with you, they probably feel much better. Because usually somebody that has gone through similar things knows, understands, and has a better solution than somebody that has no idea what the person goes through. Like a young man, how would they know what menopause feels like? Just an example. Nothing against young men. I have two boys. But let me ask you, what do you see as the main advantage of working with someone versus just buying a book, which you can do for free in the library?
Oh, at the end of the day, it's, do you want to go it alone and make all the mistakes that I made? Because before I came up with this system and codified it, it took me 5 years. So it was a long journey. It was a painful journey. It was trying everything. And you're welcome to do so. Dr. Google is out there. You talk to your girlfriend and one tells you one thing. You talk to another one and the other one says, oh, go and do a whatever, cold bath. You talk to a third one, or you go to a male doctor who says, you're making too much of a fuss about this. Pull up your big girl panties and get on with it. You're getting old. There's nothing you can do about it. So you have all these competing things. Instead of saying, this is somebody who not only has walked down the road, has a system to get you to where you want. And you can be accountable. Because you know something? A lot of people without accountability, they do nothing. So you have somebody who is walking with you side by side and saying, here, let's do this. What have you done today? How are we going to get you to your goal? That's what I'm here for.
And I love that, because sometimes we all need a little push in the butt and a little kick here. And hey, atta girl, right? It says atta boy. Yeah. And the little, hey, you did that. Good for you. And that makes us go on when going gets hard. And it does. It inevitably does. Life is not easy. And change is even harder. And I love how you do that. And let me ask you, if somebody that's listening to this podcast or video and says, hey, I like this Dr. Tayo, I would like to learn more about her and maybe see what it is like to work with her, what should they do?
Well, they could do one of, a few things, and I think I'll give you the link. One of them is to go to my website, and on my website they will see there's a free quiz, which will help them figure out, what's going on. The free quiz comes with a report, and there they can also book a call with me. It's got to be a call to say, hey, what's going on here? Because on that call, all I want to do is find out about them. If it goes any further, we book another call. There's nothing to sell, nothing, nothing, nothing. Another way of getting hold of me is, like I said, I've given you the link. Give them an idea of what I do on that video. And then if they want to go further, they can get in touch with me.
Now, that's a good point, and I certainly will put your website and your name underneath the video. And if you go in the notes underneath the video, there will be the full link so you can get the video where you show them how to go from drained and overwhelmed during midlife to focused, energetic, and confident.
And sparkle,
Yes.
sparkle. I'm going to do a sparkly dance now. Sparkle.
And that's why I love to do what I'm doing and featuring other practitioners that do the good work. And the more we can spread the good work, the more good we do in this world. And this world needs us so badly. They need people that help others. I still remember Dr. Marshall Goldsmith in one of his videos, he said, we all need help. What better than a highly qualified experts coach like Dr. Tayo? So if you're struggling
Thank you.
with
I
watch
mean, you also help women, so I'm giving you a shout out as well, because there is such a huge problem and society is not taking it seriously, and so women have to help themselves. So they can't wait around for governments, for workplaces, for organizations, because that is their own life force going away. They have to take the Let's not use a male metaphor, but they have to take control of the whole thing and say, guess what? If I want to live the next 40-ish years, according to, actuarial tables, in good health and being vital, I need to do something about it now. Because 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, the consequences of menopause, which is a natural aging accelerant, is going to start catching up with you, and you do less and less and less because you just accelerated aging from menopause. And that's what a lot of people don't realize, that it's the way to make sure that your later years are even better than the years before. Because what? We have the gift of experience.
That's it, the gift of experience. And if you like Dr. Tayo or like me, but this show is about Dr. Tayo and her link is below that. And if you like what she said and you say, hey, that resonates with me, I like this woman, I want to work with her, please go to the link and check it out. So that was it for today's episode of Sparkles for Mental Health. Thank you very much for watching and listening. We would love it if you would subscribe to this show, follow us on YouTube, or check out one of the links in the description and spread the word by sharing it with family and friends. Thank you so much. Have a great day.